Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about, you know, is that not what many of the people in this world is about?
那么在这个世上我们所有的人生是不是都是这样的?
Like you pursue things and you accumulate things.
那么你在追求一些东西,然后你在积累一些东西。
Money, status.
或者金钱,或者地位。
And at the top of you, when you say, I make it.
在顶峰的时候你说哎，我终于得到了。
And what happened?
突然
Just like that you lost everything, including your lives.
那么在那一刹那人所有的都失上了。
It reminds me of a story, you know, a parable that Jesus taught us in Luke chapter 12.
其实让我记起耶稣讲的一个比喻在那个路加福音第十二章。
You think there was a rich man.
那么有一个
有钱的、yeah.
有钱的少年。
He was so rich that you know he had a lot of warehouses to store all his riches.
他很富有，他有很多储藏室储藏他的那个珍宝。
And he got to a point that he had one problem. He doesn't have enough warehouses to store those things.
那么他到最后呢，有一个问题，他没有房子了，那个财宝没地方放了。
And so his dream is, all right, tomorrow I wake up, I'm going to tear down my warehouse and build new, bigger ones.
那么他的梦想就是明天呢，我把我的原来的那个储藏室给拆了，我造一个更大的储藏室，好放我的。
And Jesus said that night, you know, God came to him and say, your soul is demanded tonight.
那么那天晚上呢，也许神就来找他，我要你的灵魂。
Dear brother and sister, I'm thinking that I worry that we are storing too much thing in this world.
我就在想呢，我们在这个世上是不是积累的东西太多了
？You know, the things that are given to us are, you know, a means to promote the kingdom of God, or it's just something that we accumulate with the hope that someday we will get to our dream house or dream living.
那么神给予我们的是让我们用在神国上呢，还是我们像我们经常做的呢，自己积累一些，也许到我们的人生最高峰，我们可以自己享用。
So I saw my congregation. I say, think about that picture. We don't want that picture to be our picture. We want when our earthquake happens, we'll be gladly be going into God's kingdom.
那他今天早上给他的那个会友讲道的时候就说，希望我们不要像这样，等到我们碰到地震的时候，我们很高兴的进入神的国。
Yeah, we will not be lamenting. Jesus, can you wait for a moment? I still have to enjoy my new house.
所以我们不会跟他那发愁说，耶稣，等一等，我的新房子我还没享受呢，等我享受好了。
No, we'll be praying, come Lord Jesus, come back to rule this world.
我们会祷告，耶稣，快来，快来做我们的主宰。
Oh, let me pray for this wonderful text.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你的话语。
Your word is life to us.
你的话就是光。
Your word gave us new life.
你的话给我们新的生命。
Your wisdom is not like the wisdom of this world.
你的智慧不是这个世上的智慧。
You call us to repent.
你让我们悔改。
You call us to follow Jesus.
你呼唤我们，让我们跟随耶稣。
You call us to live for a different kingdom.
你呼唤我们，让我们为另外一个国而活。
When we open your word, you keep reminding us that we belong to a new kingdom.
我们打开你的话语，你告诉我们，我们属于一个新的国。
We pray that we will see Jesus here.
我们祷告，我们能够看到耶稣。
We pray that we will have eyes of faith to see.
我们祷告，我们会我们的眼睛，我们的信心。
And to follow him all the days of our life.
我们会跟从耶稣一生。
And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
You know, I used to challenge my congregation. I said, you know, if you know that in the near future there will be a great earthquake in Philadelphia, what would you do?
我曾经会给我的那个会堂呢，向会众们有个挑战：如果将来在费城有一个大地震，你会做什么？
And would you still be buying and investing in real estate? Oh, no, I'm going to sell it while I can, and I will invest my money somewhere else. Right?
你会说，哎呀，那我们应该赶快卖掉，然后到时候我们拿到钱了以后呢，我们在另外一方面。
This is what Christian life is all about, isn't it?
基督徒是不是这样的生活？
We want to be investing in another world.
我们会在天国里投资。
Look at Jesus.
让我们看耶稣。
In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus never seems to stop.
在那个马可福音里，耶稣好像从来没休息过。
He is like he's always on the go. He moved from one village to another.
他老是走来走去，从一个村庄到另外一个村庄。
And there's this big crowd following from one village to another.
就是马不停蹄，但总有一大群人跟着他。
And if,
从这个村庄到
if you have been reading Mark for a while, you say, when are you going to take a break?
如果你读马可福音，你就说耶稣啊，你什么时候休息一下
？I mean, even the Superman, even God man need a break, right?
那就是超人，就是神人也要有休息吧。
Oh, thankfully today Jesus is going to take a break. He's going out of town for vacation.
今天我们讲到呢，今天呢，耶稣会有一个休息，他会out of town, 出国旅游。
Okay. Maybe I should read this text together first in English, and then I'll let you read in Chinese. 你有没有那个？
好的，我有。
有。Okay.我也有这个今天早上
好、oh, 谢谢
okay, right. let me read this the text to you only 8 verses in English and then I would like let my brother read it to you in Chinese Mark chapter 7 verse 24 and from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon and he entered a house and did not want anyone to know yes he could not be hidden But immediately, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile and Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged Jesus to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. But she answered him, Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs Under the table is the children's crumbs. And he said to her, For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter. And she went home and found her child lying in bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee in the region of Decapolis.
好，马可福音第七章二十四节到三十一节。耶稣从那里起身往推罗西顿的境内去进了一家不愿意人知道却隐藏不住当下有一个妇人她的小女儿被巫鬼扶着听见耶稣的事就来伏伏在他脚前这妇人是西里尼人属叙利腓尼基族她求耶稣赶出那鬼离开她的女儿耶稣对她说让女儿们先吃饱不好拿女儿儿女的饼丢给狗吃妇人回答说主啊不错但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣耶稣对他说因这句话你回去吧鬼已经离开你女儿了他就回家去见小孩子躺在床上鬼已经出去了耶稣又立了推罗的禁戒经过西顿就从迪加波利境内来到了加利利海
Now for the longest time Jesus has been ministering in Galilee
很长时间耶稣呢是在加利利传道
But today Jesus is going to Tyre and Sidon
今天呢耶稣呢到推罗和西顿
It's to the northwest of Galilee
就是加利利的西北方向
If you got a chance to see that I know it's difficult You see that I actually haveA blue circle and a red circle. The blue circle is where Jesus has been ministering in Galilee, but today he is going to the red circle.
大家不太看得清楚，但是呢，这个蓝圈子呢是就是加利利海。耶稣呢一直在这里服侍，但今天呢，他会从加利利境内到推罗西顿这个地方。
Yeah, distance wise is about going from Philadelphia to Harrisburg.
距离呢就像费城呢到哈里斯堡。
But it is like going out of town. I mean, out of a country.
但是呢，是像出国境一样。
Because Tyre and Sidon, there's very few Jews actually live there.
在那个推罗西顿呢，那个犹太人是很少。
And you know, and Mark told us that he went to Tyre and Sidon because he did not want anyone to know.
那个马可告诉我们呢，耶稣到那个推罗西顿去呢，他不想叫人知道。
He did not want anyone to know.
他不想叫任何人。
Now think about it. If you are a you know a famous American movie star, Would you be able to have a real vacation at home in Philadelphia, I mean in America?
你在美国你是不是会有一个真正的假期呢?
Impossible.
不可能,
right? That's why you have to go to the Caribbean, you have to go to Africa, somewhere remote island.
你就必须到加勒比海或者到非洲到很偏远的地方来度假。
And that's what Jesus was trying to do. He was trying to go to a place that no one can know him.
耶稣呢也是这样，耶稣呢就是到一个比较偏远的地方，没有多少人会认识他的。
And then Mark say, yet he could not be hidden.
但是呢，马可告诉我们他还是不能隐藏。
He could not be hidden.
他不能隐藏。
Verse 25, and immediately a woman whose little daughter has an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet.
那么25节就这么说，当下有一个妇人，她的小女儿被污鬼扶着，听见耶稣的事，就来匍匐在他脚前。
Jesus did not want anyone to know, yes, he could not be hidden.
耶稣呢不想叫任何人知道，但是呢他自己却不可能隐藏。
Now I want you to pause for a moment and think about this.
那么大家停一下，想一想。
Who is Jesus?
那么耶稣是谁？
Is there anything that Jesus did not know?
那么有任何东西耶稣不知道吗？
Is there anything that Jesus could not do?
任何事情耶稣不能做吗？
Can you really surprise Jesus?
你是不是真的能给耶稣一个惊喜？
Can you have a surprise party, birthday party for Jesus?
你能不能给耶稣一个惊喜的那个派对呢？
You can't.
你不可能的。
If Jesus wants to be hidden, you think you can find him?
如果耶稣真的想隐藏他, 你能找得到吗？
The Bible tells us that Jesus is God.
圣经告诉我们, 耶稣就是神。
He transcends time and space.
他超越时空和时间。
He knows all things. He sees through all things.
他知道所有的事情, 他也能看到所有的事情。
He can do all things.
他也能做所有的事情。
If Jesus wants to be hidden from you and me, you think we can find him?
如果耶稣真的想在我面前躲藏呢，你想我们还能找得到吗？
Jesus could be found because he wanted to be found by this woman.
耶稣是想被这个妇人来找到的。This
is an amazing story.
这是一个很奇特的故事。When
you look, it's only 8 verses.
你看了，这只有八个段落。Mark
used one verse to introduce Jesus' arrival at Tyre and Sidon.
那么第一节经文呢，就是把那个推罗西顿给引出来。And
the last verse, he said Jesus left Tyre through Sidon and returned to Sea of Galilee.
最后一节经文呢，又说耶稣从这里离开了，回到加利利去。And
what happened in the middle 6 verses?
那么在中间呢，就是有六个。What
are the 6 verses about?
那么这六节经文干是什么意思呢？
They're all about the woman.
就是有关这个妇人的。Do
you understand what I'm trying to say?
那么大家知道我讲什么意思？
Jesus went to Tyre for this woman.
耶稣到推罗实际上是为了这个。He
was going after this woman.
他是在寻求这个妇人。
No, he doesn't want her to be his girlfriend or something like that.
他不是去找这个妇人成为他女朋友什么的。
He was seeking her so that she could be a daughter of the heavenly God.
他是来追寻这个妇人。Thank
God we serve an amazing God.
我们的神真是奇异的神。We
we serve a God who came down from heaven to earth to seek after lost sheep like you and me.
我们的神从天国到地上来就是来寻求我们。And
today, continue through his church, Jesus is seeking out those who do not know him.
那么今天呢，一样的。 耶稣通过他的教会来寻求那些还不认识他的人。
You know, I tell you, there are many people misunderstand this.
那么我告诉大家，很多人不懂得这个。
Or they think that they became Christian because they were seeking God.
他们想着，我成为基督徒是因为我来追求。Maybe
before you became a Christian, you think that you were seeking God, that's why you found God.
那你在成为基督徒前，你也许你就这么想，你追求神，所以你找到了神。
But the truth is that none of us seek God.
事实是我们都不追求。
The Bible tells us that none of us seek God, but rather God found us. God came to us and to be found by us.
实际上是我们都不寻求神，只有神来寻求我们。 我们被神找到了。
About 10 years ago, there was a book that got published.
那么10年前呢，有一本书。
A good book. A book about, you know, a series of testimony about students who came to faith.
那么是讲很多学生的见证，他们怎么样？
You know, I tell you, the Chinese people will love this.
那我告诉你们，那个中国人就会很高兴。
The title of the book is called "Finding God at Harvard."
那么这个书的那个名字呢？书名就是。在哈佛找到了神，
在哈佛大学找到神，对吧？
在哈佛大学找到神。
You know, I read some, and it was really good. A great deal of testimony of people who came to college and never think about God, hated God, but yet they find God.
这是一个很多很好的见证，就是那些学生啊，他不喜欢神，不追求神，到了大学里以后，但是在那里找到了神。
It's a great book.
也是个很好的。
With a terrible title.
但是呢，那个著名的很不好。
Finding God at Harvard，
然后在哈佛大学找到了。
Nobody find God. Nobody found God.
没有人可以找到。
The book should be called "Being Found by God at Harvard." You understand?
这本书应该这么说，在哈佛大学里被寻。
If someday we are going to publish a book together，
也许哪天我们。在一起出版一本。
It will not be called "Finding God in Philadelphia."
我们不会叫在费城找到了神。
We will be saying that we are being found by God in Philadelphia.
我们会说在费城我们被神得着。
We are the lost sheep.
我们是神的羊。
Praise God, Jesus is the good shepherd.
我们感谢神。
He came to look for us and he called us to repentance.
他到世上来，来寻找到我们，让我们悔改。
He called us to follow him.
他让我们来跟随他。
He called us to life, true life.
他让我们得到真正的生命。
I again want you to pay attention to verse 24.
那我们再回头看一下这个二十四节。
Verse 24, Mark said that Jesus did not want anyone to know, yet Jesus could not be hidden.
马可的再一次讲跟我们讲，所以耶稣进了一家不愿意人知道，却隐藏不住。
Jesus could not be hidden.
耶稣隐藏不住。
Now, if I were to write a story,
如果我写一个故事
，my next line will be hundreds and thousands of people come to look for Jesus.
那么也许就是啊，成千上万的人现在来找耶稣。
Do you understand? Jesus could not be hidden, right?
你们知道耶稣不能被隐藏。
But let me ask you, how many people actually came to Jesus in this story?
那我再问你一下，在这个故事里边有多少人来找耶稣？
How many?
多少人？
Just one.
只一个人。
You know, as it turned out, Mark said that Jesus could not be hidden, but yet Jesus was hidden to all the people entire except for one.
马可说，耶稣不能被隐藏啊，不被隐藏，隐藏不住。但是呢，推罗那么多人。确实是隐藏，只有一个人，耶稣没有被隐藏。
Everyone, Jesus was hidden from them except one, the woman.
所以所有的人，耶稣确实是隐藏了，但是对那个妇人，耶稣没有。
Why this woman? What make her so special that she could see Jesus?
那么谁是这个妇人呢？她有什么特异的功能，她能够看到耶稣呢？
If you read the parallel account in Matthew chapter 15,
如果我们看那个马太福音的十五章，也是讲同一个故事。
Yeah, verse 28, it is about the same story. Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith."
在马太福音的十五章二十五节这么说的，耶稣说，妇人，你的信心是大。
So why this woman can see Jesus?
为什么这个妇人能够看见耶稣呢？
Because she has faith.
因为他有信心。
Why the rest of the people could not see Jesus?
为什么其他人看不到耶稣呢？
Because they don't have faith.
因为他们没有信心。
Faith is the one thing that enable you and me and everyone else to see Jesus.
信心使得我们能够看见耶稣。
I want to repeat again. Faith is the one and only thing that allow you and me to see Jesus.
我再重复一遍，信心是唯一的能够让我们看见耶稣。
But not just Jesus in appearance.
不仅仅耶稣在某一个形象上。
But rather, we know who Jesus truly is, his identity and his mission.
我们是懂得耶稣究竟是谁，他的使命是什么。
2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world.
2000年前耶稣来到这个世界。
He lived for about 30 something years.
There are
many people who have seen Jesus, right?
Oh,
some held him as a baby. Oh, so cute, so cute.
也许还有人在他是婴儿的时候抱着他说, 哎呀, 很漂亮,
some used to teach him Sunday school.
也许有人在他的那个主日学教过他,
some went to school with him.
也许有人跟他一起在学校,
some learned carpentry together with him.
也许有人一起跟他做木匠,
some had hired him to renovate their houses.
也许还有人请他去帮他盖房子,
they saw with their own eyes who Jesus is, but do they know him?
他们真的看见了，因为他们亲眼看见耶稣， 但他们认识耶稣。
They don't know him.
但他们不认识。
And when Jesus started preaching and when he was doing miracles, there are many people who come to him.
在他传道的时候， 他, 啊, 做神迹的时候， 许多人去来到他们。
But do they really know him?
但是他们真正的认识他们。
If you were to interview those people who have witnessed all this miracle, what would they say about Jesus?
如果你跟那些人面谈， 你是说 他们见到过耶稣， 你跟他问， 你知道耶稣就是，
或者他也看过耶稣的神迹， 啊，
对，
what would they say? Oh, they would say, wow, he is a great miracle worker.
也许他们会说， 啊， 他真的做了很多的神迹。
He is a great physician. Great physician.
哦， 他也是个很好的医生。
Oh, he is marvelous. He's a miracle worker.
他可以做很多神迹。
But do they know who he truly is?
但是他们知道他真实的是谁。
They don't know unless they have faith.
他们不会知道如果他们没有信心的话。
You know, in the Chinese legendary stories, I mean history,
在中国的那个故,
yes,
历史的, yes, okay.
There was this story about 乾隆 going down to the south. Ever heard about it?
总是讲,
ah, you see? I don't know whether it's real or not, but it's a nice story.
不知道是真是假,
so 乾隆 was the emperor.
乾隆是皇帝。
And he heard many wonderful stories about the south.
他老是听那样江南好。
He lived in Beijing, so he wanted to move down. He wanted to go down and have a tour.
他在北京住着，他老是想到南方去玩游玩。
And his advisor said, no way, no way, you can't go.
那么他的大臣都说, 啊, 不行不行不行,
so he dressed like a lay person in the sky and went down to the south with all his general, his bodyguards.
所以呢，他就 算是微服私访嘛, 他有他的那个, 当然他大臣呢, 护兵也是, 也得微服了, 跟着他一道去。
When he was in the south, so many people have seen him. Right?
那么在江南呢, 有很多人是真的见到。
They ate in the same restaurant as him?
或许他们在一个饭馆里吃过饭。
They live in the same inns with him?
也许他们一起在店里面一起住店。
And if you ask interview those people, who is this guy?
如果你真的那时候你去问那些人, 哎, 这个人是谁?
I think he must be from a rich and powerful family.
那些人会说, 哎, 也许他家里很富有, 或者很有钱。
Look at all this bodyguard and all.
啊, 他有那么多护兵。
But do they know that he is the emperor?
那么他们是不是知道他是不是乾隆皇帝呢?
They don't.
他们不知道。
Same with Jesus.
那么耶稣呢?
They see Jesus with the naked eye. Everybody knows that Jesus is powerful.
他们亲眼看见耶稣, 哎呀, 知道耶稣有大能。
But they have no faith. Unless you have faith, you don't know that Jesus is the Son of God, and you don't know his mission is to come to die for the sins of this world.
那没有信心的话, 你就不知道耶稣他的使命就是从天上下来救我。
We need faith to see Jesus.
要看见耶稣, 我们真的要有信心。
No. I remember I used to listen to scientists or something like that preaching to Christian scientists trying to preach evangelism, trying to evangelize students.
我喜欢这个故事，就是说有些那个基督徒的科学家向 学生们传道。
And they ask them, you have to believe in Jesus.
他们告诉他们, 你应该信耶稣。
And they will tell you, you can believe. You actually, you are able to believe by yourself.
他告诉你, 你确实是你可, 你自己, 你能够信。
He said, every day we exercise faith.
每一天呢, 我们都在,
okay.
信心的时候,
you put a chair there.
你把你的凳子放在那边。
You have to sit on it. It requires some kind of faith, right? That it's not going to fall on you.
那么你, 觉得有点信心啊, 你坐在上面, 哎, 也许这个, 这个椅子呢, 确实能够支持, 撑得住你。
You get into an elevator, you, by faith, you know that he will take you up there.
那么你乘电梯, 同样的也要凭信心。
So they say that it's the same, believe in Jesus, even though you cannot see, but you can believe in Jesus.
他们告诉你就说, 对耶稣也是同样的, 或许你不能看见他，但是你可以。
I tell you that's wrong. That's not biblical.
但是我告诉你呢，那也是不正确的。
The Bible tells that faith is not something you and I naturally possess.
圣经告诉我们，信心不是你我。
None of us have faith. None of us have faith.
我们都没有信心。
The Bible in Ephesians chapter 2 say that we're saved by grace through faith, which is what? A gift of God. We have no parallel in our physical world about this faith.
那么在这个自然界里是跟这个没有任何相似的。
It is a gift of God.
是神给我们的。
When God gives us a gift, we can see Jesus.
那么神赐给我们这个礼物，我们能够看见耶稣。
And we can see Jesus. We know who He truly is. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior of the world.
我们这样，我们就能看见耶稣谁。耶稣就是神子，就是我们的。
Faith is like a new glasses, new pair of glasses, you know.
信心呢，就像一个新的眼睛，新的眼睛。
And this new pair of glasses, only God know how to make it.
那么这个眼睛呢，只有神知道才能做。
About 10 years ago,
那么十年前
，there was a very famous movie made in Philadelphia.
有一个很有名的电影是在费城所拍的。
Anybody know what this movie is?
这个电影是什么电影呢？
Sixth Sense, right?
Okay, 第六感。
第六感。Anybody remember this movie? That's a famous movie made in Philadelphia. You know, and I watch it in Philadelphia. It's kind of neat.
然后我在费城看的。
What is this story about? What is this story? It has this boy, right, who is the leading character in this story.
那么这里面是什么故事呢？这故事里面呢有一个，就是主角实际上是个小男孩。
And from the beginning, he was mumbling, he was seeing things, and he was talking to somebody.
那么一开始呢，这个小男孩呢就是乱讲话，然后呢他看见什么东西，然后
他跟一个人，特别跟一个人，
跟一个人在讲话。
And the guy is Bruce Willis, right?
那么那个人呢就是那个 Bruce Willis 那个男主角。
Yeah. Yeah. And at the end, it's not until maybe the last third or last quarter of the story it revealed that Bruce Willis actually died already. He's a dead man.
电影快结束的时候，你才能够知道，哎，这个男主角 Bruce Willis 呢，实际上死了已经。
So why this boy able to see him?
为什么这个小男孩能够看到
？Because he has a sixth sense.
因为呢，他有第六感。
No one else has it.
那别人都没有。
Only this boy has it.
这个小男孩才有。
Faith is like that.
那么信心呢，也跟那。
Faith is a sixth sense that we can see Jesus.
信心呢，就像是第六感。
Do you understand? Do you understand? Your friends at work will not be able to see Jesus.
你们的同事，他们也许就看不到耶稣。
But faith is the sixth sense from God that we can see all things and we know Jesus is here with us and we know that He is our future, He is our past, He is our everything.
通过信心，就像是第六感官一样，我们能够看见耶稣。耶稣是我们的未来，也是我们的过去。
If you use your naked eye to see, all you see is the busyness of this world.
如果我们用肉眼观看呢，我们只能看这个世上真繁忙了。
By faith, you can see the God that's beyond this world.
通过信心，我们能够看见神，这个神是超越这个世界。
With naked eyes, you can only see Jesus' miracles. You say, "Wow, how great it is!"
肉眼呢，我们只能看见耶稣的神迹。哎呀，耶稣这么大。
But by faith, we know that He is so much greater than the miracle present. There's a deeper meaning to those miracles.
通过信心呢，我们才能看到耶稣呢比那些神迹还要伟大。
Faith,
每一个神迹后面都有、
yeah.
啊、信息给我们。
Faith enables us to transcend this material world to the invisible kingdom.
信心使得我们超越这个时空，让我们到、那个属灵的境界。
Faith causes us to pursue things that this world considers crazy.
那么信心呢，使得我们的追求，也许这个世上觉得哎呀，这是很啊。很遥远或者很怪的东西。
If you pursue the same thing as your colleague, not the non-Christian friends and family pursued, what make you think you have faith?
如果你在这个世上追求的跟你的朋友、跟你同事是一样的，那么，那你信心在哪里？
You see the same thing, isn't it?
那你跟他们看到什
么？ Oh, this house is beautiful.
你说，哎呀，这房子很漂亮啊。
This car is my dream.
你看，这个是我的梦中。
Oh my goodness! I wish my son could get to that school.
哎呀，我最好到那个更好的学校。
Those are not statements made by faith. You understand?
那么这个呢，就不是信心所。
Faith seeks something that's not seen by eyes, something far more glorious and eternal.
信心让我们追求的是永远的，我们看不到，肉眼看不到的。
I tell you a real story.
那么告诉你一个真实的故事。
When I was in college,
我在大学的时候
I have a friend who was studying computer science.
我有一个朋友，他在学那个计算机科学。
And he, you know, he's a Christian, and his family, his mom is a Christian.
啊，那他是个基督徒，他母亲是个基督徒。
So one day he came to me.
有一天呢，他跟我在一起。
He said, "Ken, I tell you, my mom really have the gift of prayer and faith."
林健，我告诉你，我母亲确实有祷告和
信心的
信心的恩赐。
I say, how so?
哎，什么呢？
So he told me, he said that last week I was taking my artificial intelligence exam.
那么上个礼拜呢，我在人工智能那个课我考试。
A very difficult exam.
很难的一个考试。
I was in the exam 2-3 hours.
我坐在那里面呢，三个小时。
And every minute of it, my mom was at home praying. Right? I'm telling you, it's real. It's real.
我母亲都在家里为我祷告。
And then,
我那怎么了
？When the result came out,
那么结果出来了。
I am the last one to meet to get an A. You understand?
我就说呢，他我还是得了 A， 但是是最后一名得。
You know, you grade by curve, right? So I'm the last one to get an A.
那么就是他那个考试呢，就是说刚得了 A， 但是基本上最后一个了。
I was astounded. I mean, how could that be? This is called faith.
那这怎么算信心呢
？You know why this is not faith, right?
你也知道这。
We tend to think it's faith because 很灵嘛 ，it you know it make it works. You know the guy got what he wanted.
因为我们觉得这是很。是信心，因为它很灵验。
But we know it's not faith because this faith is no different than everyone else who is pursuing the same A.
我们知道这不是信心，因为所有的人都是在追求这个 A 嘛。
Faith enables us to see things that this world people cannot see.
信心使我们能够看到这个世上别人看不到的。
Faith allows us to know that Philadelphia is going to have an earthquake. You know.
Huh?
Faith enables us to know that Philadelphia is going to have an earthquake.
信心使我们，信心使我们认识到费城将来会有一个。
This whole world is going to have a major earthquake.
这整个世界都会有地震。
Infinitely greater than what we have been experiencing.
比我们现在所经历的地震要大的大的多。
And faith enabled me to sell all my real estate investment in Philadelphia.
信心使得我们，然后我在费城的房地产全都卖了。
Because I know there's another kingdom.
因为我知道那里另外一个。
I know that in that stock market, the stock market never crash.
在那个天国里边呢，那个股市呢，永远。
Every day going up.
总是牛市，总是往上走。
But can you see with your eyes?
但是你现在肉眼能看见吗
？You try to go back home to your workplace and tell your friend, you know, I know there's a country. The stock market just keep going up.
你回去跟朋友说，我知道另外一个国家，那个国家的股票老是涨不停。
You want to come and invest with me?
那么你是不是想跟
？They think you're crazy.
他就觉得你。
But we know it to be true by faith.
但是我们知道这是真的。
You know, there are many seekers and Christians in this world. They have a false understanding of things.
那我有很多慕道友，这个世上有很多慕道友，他们的想法觉得是不对的。
They say that, you know, I know I'm not a very good Christian.
哇，知道我不是一个很好的基督徒。
But the reason why I'm not a good Christian is I was born too late.
那我不是个好的基督徒呢，因为我生不逢时。
If I had been born 2,000 years ago when Jesus was still alive, I'm sure I would be a good Christian.
如果呀，两千年前我都是基督徒的话，那我能看见耶稣，那我肯定是个很好的基督徒。
Because I will look at all his miracles, I was so marveled, and my faith will shoot up the roof.
因为我看到耶稣的所有的神迹，那我的信心是多大。
Is that true?
那这是会是真
的。Not at all.What we need today is not to have Jesus reappear before us and see him.
那么今天我们所需要的并不是耶稣 在我们面前现身。
What we need is not to see him, hear him, touch him, smell him, eat him.
我们今天呢，我们所需要的不是我们能够看见耶稣，或者碰见耶稣，或者闻到耶稣。
Those are the five senses. You understand?
那么这是我们的其他的五个感官。
God could not be pursued by five senses. Has to be the sixth sense, faith.
神不是我们通过我们普通的各感官能够追求得到。
We need faith.
需要第六感官。
We need faith.
需要信心。
If you don't have, ask God for it.
如果你没有信心。
If you realize all is going through your mind every day when you wake up before you go to sleep is all this stock market in this world and all this your property investment, your career, your degree, your study, pray for faith.
如果在这个世上你所看到老是股市啊，或者房地产啊，或者学位啊，或者是名誉啊。那应该很好的祷告。
The Bible says faith comes from hearing the word of God.
那圣经告诉我们，信心从哪里来？信心从神的话语。
Devote yourself to studying the word of God.
让我们啊精心啊读神的话。
Keep hearing the word of God preached to you.
那么听神的话传讲。
Ask God to grow our faith.
让神把我们的信心。
That we may live for another kingdom.
我们为了另外一个天国。
All right, let's go back to this story.
Verse 26.
Yeah. Now the woman was a Gentile and Syrophoenician by birth.
那么这个妇人呢是希利尼人，属希利非尼基族。
This woman was a Gentile. He's not a Jew.
那他是外邦人。
Worse still, he is a Syrophoenician, which means like she lived among a people don't worship the true God.
那么他又是一个叙利非尼基族，那么他就是说他周围的人没有人会信神。
His background is bad. Her background is really bad. You know.
那他背景是很糟糕的。
I mean, I don't know about this, but you know, like I heard from my parents that it used to be if you are living under the communist society, you have a problem if your background is of certain sort. You know.
我不是很知道，但是我父母告诉我，就是在共产党国家里面，如果你家庭背景不好的话，那你很难过的。
This woman was totally blacklisted.
那么，
有人说，
这个女人呢，实际上是黑五位了。
But that's okay. She have hope. She have great hope.
但是呢，她有很大。
Because she came to Jesus.
因为她在。
Jesus the most amazing and merciful Savior.
在耶稣，因为耶稣是满有恩典，满有怜悯。
Just two chapters ago in Mark chapter 5.
那么两章前呢在马可福音两章前在第五章
Jesus came to a Gentile area.
耶稣也同样是到一个外邦人的境界。
And there he met a wild man.
在那里他看见了一个
you may remember the story. And this wild man is crazy, right?
这个人是发疯了。
And Jesus cast out the demons that is occupying this man.
那么耶稣从他身上赶走了鬼。
And when Jesus asked the demon, "What's your name?"
那么耶稣就问那个鬼，你叫什么
？And you remember how the demons reply? Say, "Our names is Legion."
那
一群
对，那些鬼告诉我们，我名字就是一群。
What does that mean?
那么那是什么意思呢
？Well, as it turned out, Legion is a Roman military unit.
那么就是。那时候呢是军队的一个那个编制了。
Yeah, one legion is about 6,000 soldiers.
那么一个那一群那个一个 legion 呢，大概是六千。
So this guy was not only occupied by one demon, but by 6,000 demons.
那么这个人呢，不是是一个鬼附着的，是六千个鬼附着的。
And he lost his mind. He would not even know to plead Jesus to save him. Right.
发了疯，他都不知道找耶稣来救。
And Jesus never met this guy before.
那耶稣也从来没见过。
But what did he do?
但耶稣做了什么
？He saved him without him asking for help.
耶稣同样的救了这个人，这个人尽管这个人连问都没问。
That tells you that Jesus is so willing to save.
耶稣是愿意拯救所有。
And not only that, he is so powerful to save. He cast out 6,000.6,000 demons.
他确实也有这个大能，能够赶走六千个鬼。
And now you have this poor woman.
那么现在呢，有这个很可怜的一妇人。
Pleading Jesus to help.
那么他求耶稣来帮他。
And at home, the daughter only had one demon. Alright. You, what do you think Jesus would do for this woman? I think he will sit her down. Dry her tears. Oh, don't worry about it. It's all on me. I'll take care of everything for you. Right?
别担心,
that will be what you will be expecting from Jesus, right?
也许你真是希望耶稣就是会做这事。
But Jesus is full of surprises.
耶稣呢,
Verse 27.
那么第27节,
Jesus said to her, let the children be fed first, and it is for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
那耶稣对他说呢, 先让儿女们先吃饱, 不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
But that's not very nice.
这很不好吧?
I mean, I understand that you're on vacation, someone interrupt your vacation.
也许我都在你在度假，有人能把你的假期给打乱了。
I understand that you have every right not to heal her.
我也懂得你为什么不愿意。
But why you call people dogs?
你为什么叫这个人狗?
Now you know that the Jews at that time, they looked down on the Gentiles, they called Gentiles dogs.
也知道那时候确实是犹太人的看不起外邦人，会把外邦人称为狗。
The Pharisee called the Gentiles dogs.
那法利赛人称外邦人为狗。
But we thought Jesus was better.
我们知道耶稣要。
But now he called this poor woman dogs.
真的，他叫这个可怜的妇人狗，什么意思？
I tell you, some biblical scholars try to help Jesus.
那么也许有些解经家呢。
He said, if you go to the Greek original, the word dog does not mean wild dogs outside.
Yeah,
it's rather the pets that you have at home, you know? Like this cute dogs, you know? Cute dogs. Yeah. Very cute. Hey, but I don't care. Pets, dogs are still dogs, right? I mean, that's still not very nice.
这个宠物是宠物，狗还是狗啊？
Look at how this woman responds to Jesus.
那么我们现在看这个妇人是怎么？
Is it yes, Lord?
啊，主啊，不错。
I'm dogs.
我就是狗。
But even the dogs at the table eat the children's crumbs.
但是狗在桌子底下也吃孩子们的碎渣。What
a patient woman.
你看这个。
I can't believe it. She just swallowed up all this bitterness. The people think that, oh, she's so desperate. What can she do? You know, whatever Jesus called her monkey or what, she has to say yes, right? But I tell you, there's something deeper than that that make her able to say yes, Lord.
这有更深的一个信息，让这个妇人说：“主啊，不错。”
Just then we say that this woman came from a pagan society.
我们刚才讲了，这个人呢是从一个不信神的那个社会来的。
But that doesn't mean that she's not a true believer, right?
这不是指她不是一个真正的。
Many of us here don't come from Christian family.
The
Lord found us. Jesus found us. Think about that. If she doesn't really believe in Jesus, why would she come to a Jewish rabbi to look for help?
那么大家想一想，如果这个人，这个妇人，她不相信耶稣是谁，她怎么会找一个犹太人的书法师来帮她呢？
Matthew 15 give us a clue. Matthew 15, chapter verse 22.
马太福音十五章的二十二节呢，给我们一个提示。
Let me read to you. And behold, a woman came out and was crying to Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David."
二十二节这么说，有一个迦南妇人从那地方出来，喊着说：“主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我。”
Have mercy on me, O Lord, what? Son of David.
他说,主啊,大卫的子孙,
David is the greatest king in Israel.
那么大卫是以色列的最伟大的。
But son of David does not mean just he is a descendant of David.
那么大卫的子孙不只是仅指啊,
他是大卫的后代。 Son of David is a technical term.
啊,就是一个, 一个特指的一个,
Be- 名词。It's like in the Old Testament, God promised that Israel there will one day come from David, a king who will be a forever king.
那么在旧约里面，神确实也应许了犹太人。在大卫的后裔里将来会产生一个永远的君王。
And this king will rescue, will save Israel from their sin. This king will be their king forever and ever and ever.
这个君王会拯救所有的犹太人，会把他们从罪里拯救出来，是永远的君王。
And this woman called Jesus son of David.
那么这个妇人呢，在称耶稣是大卫的。
The woman did not call Jesus teacher.
这个这个妇人呢没有称耶稣是那个老师。
She did not call Jesus doctor.
也没称他为医生。
He did not call Jesus exorcist.
也没有称耶稣是赶鬼的人。
Miracle worker.
或者是做神迹的人。
Healer.
或者是治病的人。
Buddha.
或者是菩萨。
You understand? She called Jesus son of David.
他称耶稣是大卫的。
Because she knew something about the Old Testament, and she knew something about the Old Testament prophecy.
这个妇人确实是知道旧约，也知道旧约的意思。
She is a true believer in the Old Testament, longing for the coming of the Messiah.
她是一个真正的相信，将来会有一个救世主。
And she said, "Could it be true that Jesus is the Messiah?"
她在想。也许耶稣就
I heard all these great things about him.
我听了这么多关于他的这么
And he claimed himself to be the Messiah.
他也自称他
I have to come and look for him.
我必须来寻求他
And if he is truly God's forever king, he will know my heart and he will receive me.
如果他是真正的救世主，他就知道我的心，他会接受我
And indeed, he found Jesus.
确实是他找到。
Jesus said, "Let the children be fed first, for it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
那么耶稣还是这么说过，就是让儿女们先吃饱不好呢，儿女的饼就会狗吃。
On the surface, Jesus is insulting her.
那也许大家看啊，这确实是耶稣在
侮辱。Yeah, but in reality, Jesus is telling her a Jewish parable.
但是呢，耶稣确实在讲一个犹太人。
A Jewish parable that she can understand.
也许是在讲一个犹太人的比喻，这个妇人是懂得的。
I want to show you this thing.
我跟大家看一下这个照片。
This is an extremely important and useful picture.
这个是很重要也很有用的一个照片。
It's the Jewish temple at Jesus' time.
这个就是那个当时耶稣时代的那个圣殿。
Now, if you know about the temple, you know that the temple come with many layers.
那你知道，如果你知道这个圣殿，你知道这个圣殿里有好多层。
On the outer, outside, you have the courts of the Gentiles.
那么最外面呢，就是外邦人的。
Right. So who can go there?
那谁能到那儿去呢
？Anybody.
那所以。
Now, okay. The next court inside is the women's court.
那么在那个院子呢是女人院。
If you are a Jewish woman, you can go to that court, but not any further.
如果你是犹太的妇人呢，你可以到那个院子，你不能再往前。
And then inside is the court of Israel.
那么再往前呢是以色列的院。
The male can go in.
那男人。
And then the next court is the court of the priest.
那么在里面有一个小圈呢，就是那个。
And you have to be the priest to go in.
那只有祭司才能。
And at the very center, the holiest of all is the holy of holies.
那么在中间最里边的呢是至圣所。
And only the high priest can enter, and only once a year.
只有大祭司才能进，而且一年才能只能进。
So do you see the hierarchy?
那你看见这一层层那个一层层的吗
？Now see this as something like this. You know, like there's a layer. You move from one side to the other.
那么大家看的就是从一层到另外一层。
So Jesus said to her, "It's not right for me to give the bread that's supposed to be for the children to give it to the dogs."
那耶稣对他说呢，让儿女们先吃饱，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗。
You know what Jesus is saying?
那么耶稣实际上是在说什么呢
？Remember the biblical scholar who tried to help Jesus?
那也许你还记得那个
圣经学家 ，Yeah，
圣经学家呢，老的解经家呢。
The dog does not mean the wild dog outside. It means what? It means the dogs at your house. the backyard dog. You understand? The dog that is living in your backyard.
那么这个狗呢，不是野狗，而是你家里的那个宠物的。
So when Jesus called her dog, Jesus affirming her position in the household of God. Do you understand?
那么像耶稣讲这个妇人，称这个妇人为狗，实际上是在指她在神国里有一份。
It's like when you in a big household, you start having dinner.
就像一个大的家里面有啊吃晚饭的时候。
We have too many people, we can't all eat at once.
那么很多人嘛，那么大家不能一起吃。
So what do you have to do?
那么怎么做呢
？Form a line.
那么
you understand?
排队，大家排队。
Why? Who got to eat first?
那么谁可以先吃呢
？The priest.
那祭司了。
The male.
或者男的。
The female.
或者女人。
And then finally, the dogs. Do you see what I mean?
最后呢才是狗吗
So Jesus is speaking to her in the parable. Jesus is saying that, dear woman, you are in the line, but you cannot cut the line. You understand?
那么耶稣实际上在指啊，这个亲爱的妇人呢、啊，你实际上在队里边了，但是呢，你不能插队。
So Jesus was not insulting her. Jesus is saying that, hey, you are in. I tell you, the bread will be yours, but don't be too greedy. It's not now the time yet.
那么耶稣实际上在告诉这个妇人，你是在这个线上的，是有面包的，是有饼吃的，但是呢，现在时候还可能还不到。
I tell you, if you were the woman, you think about if the woman know, if you were the woman, you know all this thing. Remember, this woman is a woman of faith. You will be so delighted in your heart.
大家再想想，如果这个女的确实是有信心的，知道犹太人的这个习俗。也许她心里是很充满了喜乐的。
No wonder she said yes, Lord.
所以他才说是啊主播不错
You know how the Americans are
那么美国人会说
You know if you shoot a three pointer You make it you say yes Right That's what this woman was doing Yes Lord
如果他打篮球的时候你得了三分你就会说、哎、Yes
Yes Lord I am in Because Jesus was saying that You dog Wait your turn And Jesus said Yes Lord I'm in You understand
耶稣那个妇人说那是狗但是你在里面的呢这个这个妇人说：“哎呀，真的。”
So this woman was so encouraged by what Jesus is saying to her.
这个妇人实际上受到了很大的鼓励。
And so she said, "Yes, Lord." And then she got greedy.
确实，她说：“是啊，主啊，不错。”但是她确实还是。
She know that she's not supposed to cut the line.
她知道她不能够插队。
But she know that her Lord is a good Lord. Her Lord is merciful.
但是她知道她的主是个。
So her faith is growing.
那么她的信心就在成长。
So she reasoned in her heart.
那么她在心里就这么想。
He said, "Okay, okay, I understand that I cannot have the full loaf now. I cannot eat the whole full loaf now, right? But I can still have some crumbs. You understand?"
我知道，我现在呢，这个一个整饼我可能吃不到，但是那个碎末我还是可以吃的。
I know it's not my turn yet.
知道这还轮不到我。
And I will wait, I will wait patiently.
我会耐心的等。
But my God is so great.
但是我的主那么伟大。
And His bread is so good.
那他的饼又那么好吃。
Even a little bit of crumbs is enough.
那么一点碎末。
You see, that's what she's saying.
这她实际上是在这么。
Oh, praise God, she is a woman of faith.
那么真是感谢神，她确实是一个有信心。
And Jesus say, for this statement, you may go your way, because you are in, and you already here is your bread.
那么你讲的这话，真是感谢神，你确实是在里面了。
What a marvelous, what a marvelous story!
这是很好的故事。
You know, in a secular world,
那么在我们这个世上呢？
There's a story called the Frog Prince. You understand?
那么这个有一个这个就是也青蛙和王子。
青蛙王子。
青蛙王子。
Frog Prince. You know the story?
那么这故事。
There was a prince, and he did something bad, and then he got cursed, and he became a frog, right?
那么一个王子呢，他做了一些坏事，那么就有个咒语给他，那他就变成。
So he became a frog, and the only way that he can, reverse the curse to become a prince again is if the princess will kiss him, kiss the frog, and the frog will become prince again.
那个王子呢，怎么能够把这个咒语给破了呢？就是要真的有一个真正的公主来亲这个青蛙，那么亲了这个青蛙以后呢，这个、青蛙就会变回王子。
Now I tell you this story. They copy from the Bible.
这个故事呢，实际上是从圣经里抄出来的。
The Bible, the biblical version of the story is called Dog Princess.
那在这个圣经里面呢，就讲的那是狗的这个公主。
Jesus called them dogs.
耶稣称他们为狗。
But when they have the crumbs of the bread of life,
那么他们有那个饼，那个饼的碎末，这个生命的饼。
We can become princess and prince.
我们都可以变成公主。
Do you see how it works? All of us are dogs.
那么大家意识到了吗？我们都是狗。
When our forefathers Adam and Eve sinned, all of us were cast away from God's household.
那么我们的原祖亚当夏娃犯罪了以后，我们都被。
I don't care whether you're Jew or not, we are all dogs. But thank God, when Jesus came and became for us the bread of life, once we have Him, we became princes and prince.
不管你是犹太人还是外邦人，不管你是谁，我们真的都是狗。但是呢，耶稣来了以后，耶稣生命的粮给了我们，我们吃了以后，我们都有人生。
I wonder whether you have ever thought about why Jesus answered this woman with a parable about eating.
那我们不知道，你们也许在想，哎，为什么耶稣回答这个妇人这个问题是用吃的这个吃东西这个？
You understand? Like he could pick from any other parable, but he picked a parable about eating.
他可以找任何其他的比喻，但是他挑了一个吃的这个比喻。
Because even in his using the parable, he was revealing himself to us.
就是在这个比喻里，他在显示他自己。
He wants to tell us who he is.
他想告诉我们他是谁。
He said, "I'm the bread of life."
我就是生命。
Woman, great is your faith.
妇人啊，你的信心是大。
Because you know that I'm the bread of life.
因为你知道我是生命。
And you know that even the little bit of crumbs that you will taste will heal you.
你知道。那一点碎末子你吃了你都能够得到永生。
Thank God, Jesus is the bread of life.
感谢神，耶稣就是生命。
He came down from heaven to earth.
他从天到世上。
Not to help you and me build a career.
他不是让我们有一个很好的事业。
Not to help you and me fulfill the American dream.
他不是让我们有一个得到这个美国的梦。
Needless to say, not to help my friend to get his A.He came for something so much greater. He gave his life. When Qianlong came to the south, he just tore. When Qianlong, the Emperor Qianlong, he just 游玩 just walked. When Jesus came to this earth, he gave away everything.
耶稣到这个世上来，他给了。
That we may have crumbs.
我们也许只有那个碎末。
And we will have bread.
我们也会有饼。
We have bread to the fullest.
我们会有最完美的饼。
Let's pray. Thank God, Jesus, you are the amazing God.
感谢神，耶稣，你是伟大的。
Thank you, Jesus, because you are not the God we think you are.
感谢神，我们并不能完全的认识你。
Thank God you are so much greater.
比我们想象的更伟大。
Give us faith to see you.
你给了我们信心，所以我们能够看到。
Give us faith to believe in you.
给了我们信心，我们能够。
Give us faith to follow you.
给了我们信心，我们能够跟随你。
From now until you return.
从现在到你再来。
Thank you so much, Jesus.
感谢你，耶稣。
Give us faith that in every story that we read about the Savior, we will see Him.
你告诉我们在每一个关于你的故事我们都能够看到你真正的
We'll see him glorify
我们能够看到你的荣耀
And we'll see him glorify in his cross
我们看到你在你的十字架上得荣耀
Thank you, we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ
谢谢你我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen
Amen, Amen.